Suzanne Kane on 98FM.
Now, with the weather heating up again, finally, and listen to this, Ireland's set to be hotter than ever this summer. When's that going to kick in?
Mid-June, I think. Actually 2 weeks away.
Wow, my birthday's mid-June.
Well, that's the word on the street. Of course it is.
Happy birthday to me.
For you.
You can expect everyone to be cracking at the barbecue and everyone to be in shorts and men topless as well. We are delighted to say Chef Adrian Martin has joined forces with Safe Food and is with us now to share his expert tips to help keep us safe and healthy while summer is coming and we're grilling and he's getting married in July.
Yeah.
Give it up for Adrian Martin, everybody.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Dude, I certainly won't be topless anyway.
Listen, you're looking good. Before we get into the business of safety and barbecuing, how's wedding planning going?
Oh, it's definitely a journey. Yeah, it's stressful, but it's very exciting as well. So yeah, we're getting married on the 12th of July. So it's officially now 6 weeks away.
Are you panicked a bit?
I'm grand. See, you know me, like I'm very chilled out and relaxed. Whereas like, you know, it's last second things that you didn't think of. Those
of
are the things that are all popping up now.
And of course, you and I see each other on the 6 o'clock show all the time.
Yeah,
now,
me too indeed.
Back to business. What are some of the most common barbecue food safety mistakes, Adrian, people make and how can we avoid them?
Yeah, I think it's actually down to the simple things like that we always forget. And I think sometimes we tend to just say, it'll be grand, whatever, in that sort of sense. But it came to me more recently that like we were having a barbecue only a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then my sister announces she's pregnant.
Right.
And then we're like, we actually need to take the safety of her on board as well and make sure that everything she eats is safe for her. So when it comes down to that, or even if somebody's, you know, a small child with low immune system, mm-hmm. or you know, somebody elderly, you do have to be careful around your food. So it can be simple mistakes such as like burning it on the outside and it's raw on the inside. That's common mistakes.
Very dangerous.
Mm. Yeah, it is. And not washing your hands properly, not washing your boards, utensils are dirty, even your grill. Mm. So your grill, you know, you're taking it out of the garage for the first time to make sure that that thing is scrubbed to the absolute last before you begin cooking, because grease and, you know, old food residue can harbor bacteria.
Yeah.
And that tends to be the reason why people get actually sick from barbecues itself.
Yeah. So clean your barbecue, people.
Should you be cleaning it after every use?
Yeah, you should.
Every single
use.
Yeah,
because it can harbor after every single, you know, time you use it. Yeah.
My mom had such a fear of barbecues. We never had one in our house,
really?
Because she was convinced that she was going to poison us. Because she didn't think she would cook specifically the meat correctly. So what tips have you got to make sure that your meat is cooked correctly, but also delicious?
Well, this is a day one thing that we were taught in culinary school. You were handed a knife kit, and inside that knife kit was a digital or a dial meat thermometer. And you were told that these are the temperatures that you know in which certain meats are cooked and they're safe for people to eat. And the one thing we were always told, and it's even to this day on all the advertisements, is 75 degrees Celsius is your safe place when it comes to cooking any of your meats. So
isn't there saying 75, stay alive?
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you.
So what you do is
let me sing that by myself as well, guys. Thank you so much.
You will, yeah.
You had to take your moment, Brian.
The key to this is actually that you remove the meat from the grill, and we forget this, to not probe it on the grill, because it'll read higher than what the meat is on the inside. So remove the meat from the grill onto a small plate and probe it. And once it hits 75 degrees Celsius, you know that it's safe. So the juices will run clear and then you've no pink meat. You're good to go.
Would you let it cool down first on the plate, or you're still okay to test the temperature?
No, straight off the plate and straight in, Brian. Yeah, it's fine.
How important is it to keep raw food and cooked foods separate at the barbecue? And what's the best way to do that outdoors?
Yeah, so it's basically about keeping everything separate. So you have separate utensils. I always think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
I think salads can be one thing that people get sick from. Generally, like, you know, the mayonnaise-based salads.
Yes.
Mm. So those need to remain chilled inside, not left outside. I know you have a lovely display on the go and everything, but leaving things out in the sun is actually really dangerous. So, for instance, coleslaw is always the one that people tend to get very ill from. So I would leave that in the fridge until the last second, until you're ready to serve, so that that's chilled as well. With regards to cross-contamination of meats, so one thing I'd always say is that if you have raw meat and you have it on a raw chopping board, if you're cutting it or anything like that, that you have a separate board for cooked meat as well. Same with knives. Make sure, and if you don't have separates, just make sure you're sterilizing your washing in between, really. That's okay. Really the kind of key things.
Barbecues are supposed to be fun. This is a lot of work, Adrian.
Not really.
It's fun
no.
if you do it right.
It's fun if Arthur does it and I'm just there loving life.
I can let him do it, yeah.
Thank you.
You mentioned about some of the utensils as well. Are there specific kind of tools or gadgets that any home barbecue enthusiast should have?
Yeah, well, I have like a full kit of things. I love barbecuing.
Of course you do.
It's great. Like, so I think, like, you know, you've got your prongs for like your sausages so you can probe them a little bit. You have, I think, long tongs so you don't singe the hairs in your arms. You know, that's a good tip. So the tongs are quite long because, yeah, I mean, us as chefs, don't have any hairs in their arms or their eyebrows are gone most of the time too. So, yeah, those type of things are fine. And again, I'd say I always go back to the meat thermometer because it is the most important thing and also a really good chef's knife. So chef's knife makes a huge difference. I started out like, and I'd say you don't have to go out and buy a really expensive, you know, handcrafted, you know, chef's knife to start with. We started in college with Wusthof. They're a really good brand. They're German. They stay really sharp. I still have the ones I was handed to me when I was 14.
Oh, amazing.
I still have those. I use them on 6 o'clock show every week.
40 years ago. He still has them.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
What happened to CeeLo Green? Something happened to him. Did he go to jail or something?
Well, I don't know. We might have to do a little background check.
I think something bad
that.
Happened. Because wasn't he on The Voice in America?
Yes.
Spinning his little chair.
Doesn't he go under 3 different names as well?
Already alarm bells.
Yeah. Actually, now that I've said that, yeah, it's all starting to make sense.
How many names do you have, Adrian Martin? Just the one? Two,
just the
three?
One, yeah.
Just the one, he says.
How many names have you got?
Just the one as well.
I've two, Brian Dowling, Gouillon. They're two very different people.
Oh, they're two very different personalities.
You've only met Brian Dowling.
Thank goodness. I don't want to meet the other one. Thank you. You're enough to deal with.
This is true.
Adrian Martin is with us. He's joined forces with Safe Food and is sharing all the tips about summer barbecuing. Now, I can imagine for you, Adrian, this time of year is probably a lot of pressure in the fact that people think, sure, we'll go over to Adrian's and we'll have a barbecue. He'll put out the spread and the best one at that as well. But what is your go-to summer barbecue, we'll say, recipe or menu that you know is a crowd pleaser?
Oh, so I go with, when I do an event, I go all out. It has to be like, you know, unlimited amount of food for everyone. So, I tend to start with the chicken recipe, which I love. So it's basically like a very simple dry rub on the chicken first. So what I do is I use cracked black pepper. This is everything's in the pestle and mortar. It's black pepper, a little bit of smoked paprika. It's really delicious. It's smoked onion salt in here. It's really good.
That sounds lovely.
And then a little bit of salt and some herbs. So I go with oregano and a little bit of fresh thyme. And what I do then is I grind that up and then I dry rub the chicken. So when we're barbecuing, the key things are to stop things from burning is dry rubs are first. So any dry kind of spices on first, you barbecue that. So I barbecue that chicken. So I start I use a charcoal barbecue. So if you're doing it with gas, it's the same thing. You start on a high side and you seal the meat. When I say seal it, it means get a nice kind of colour on the outside and then move it then to a lower side and close the lid and allow the chicken then to cook nicely. So that chicken normally takes around, I do chicken on the bone for this recipe, so it's like thighs and drumsticks, and that takes around 40, 45 minutes. Then I leave the barbecue closed for that, and then I probe it. Once it gets to your 75 degrees Celsius off the barbecue, then I can finish it with the sauce. So I make this barbecue sauce with apple juice, with some orange juice, of ketchup. Brian loves ketchup.
Really, I love.
You'd be all over
that. I put
that.
My ketchup on everything, Adrian.
Yeah, and then I have. I lost my train of thought there.
Apple juice, orange juice,
Worcester,
ketchup.
Worcester sauce, balsamic vinegar. And I leave that in a pot and I basically leave that on the charcoal barbecue so it gets that lovely smoky aroma. But I allow that to simmer for about 10, 15 minutes. And then I get the chicken once it's cooked and dunk it in there to glaze it and back onto the grill for literally 2 to 3 minutes to finish that glaze on the outside. And that is the stickiest, most juiciest, delicious chicken you'll ever have.
To hear chef talk, glaze.
Yeah. Glaze.
Glaze it. Listen, that's all good, Adrian, blah, blah, blah. Tell us about barbecue disasters. You must have had one or two. Make me laugh.
I don't don't really know. I smashed my barbecue once. I mean, that
in
was,
rage?
Yeah. No, I enraged by accident. So I had like this green egg barbecue. And I mean, there's several brands out there.
That's
brilliant.
That's a posh one. That's yeah, bougie, Adrian.
And I dropped it and I smashed it. So I was raging with that. Another time I had another one where I had a table. I had my barbecue up on this table and it was far too hot underneath and it melted to the table.
No.
So yeah,
wow.
I mean, you gotta, like, you name the mistake, I've made it, you know, so yeah. It's all there, so it is, yeah.
You've trained in high-end restaurants as well, but how has that shaped your approach, I suppose, to more of the everyday home cooking and food safety?
Yeah, I think in high-end restaurants we're taught, you know, first of all, it's all about mise en place, which is your preparation. So that's the most key to everything. So having everything done before your guests arrive so that you're just basically finishing the food and, you know, presenting it at that point. So there's less stress involved. So mise en place, we'll always say, is the most key thing. Mm-hmm. In high-end restaurants, you're taught your HACCP training. So your HACCP training is all to do with food safety and even general safety itself. And key points are actually very similar to what we're speaking about today for barbecue and at home. So we would have been taught an extensive amount, and we've got done different levels of certificates to meet with the FSAI's guidelines as well for restaurants. So we would you know, do a lot of training around food safety so that people are safe to come and eat in your premises. And I think that's huge knowledge you can gain from your, you know, high-end restaurants.
And finally, did you do home economics?
I didn't. You know what? I went to.
I did home economics.
Did you?
Yeah.
I
loved it.
Yeah. I went to a school in Ballinamore in County Leitrim in secondary school, and I was too afraid of getting bullied
for doing home economics. The big sissies doing home economics.
Yeah,
I know.
So there's no guy ever did it in my year.
Would
so,
you encourage guys?
100%. Yeah. I actually secretly went. That's why I became a chef. I went secretly and got a job in a restaurant. When I was in secondary school, and didn't tell anybody in my year, any of my friends or anything like that. I just went, I wanted to cook, you see. Mm. So that was my thing. But yeah, 100%. I wish it was compulsory up until third year, because it teaches you the basics of, you know, even hygiene, even, you know, food standards that we're talking about today, but basic cookery and basic knowledge, which, you know, there is a lack of today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Adrian, thank you so much.
Thank you
for joining us. When are you back in on six?
I don't know, actually.
Oh,
good question.
This is awkward.
I need to check my diary.
Yeah, I'll get
my Wayne's week.
I'll get my people to call your people. And obviously, good luck with the wedding in July.
Thank you.
Yes,
thanks, guys. It's lovely to chat. Thank you very much.
And Adrian, this is for you. J-Lo, all I have, honey.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cade. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.